I have to admit to you this morning that every year on Mother's Day, I've probably struggled, or might as well just put it like it is, flopped when I was preaching. I don't know if I just don't have it in me or what, but I kind of feel like it. It's just, you just can't put it in words to appreciate a mother's love. And there's no way we could appreciate it enough and honor it to the ability that it is. And I'm going to try or attempt to preach to you again this morning. I want to say this, maybe give you a little hint. How many of y'all was here on Valentine's Day? Y'all remember me preaching to the men? Well, you ladies knew you had it coming. All right, let's go to Titus chapter 2. It probably won't scold you that bad, but we know that we're living in a day where the family's under attack in our society. It's a shame, but the home is under a fierce attack in our society. And no doubt, probably the greatest symbol and the greatest ingredient in the home is the mother's love. Do you believe that? There is no home without a mother's love. And so, no doubt, the attack is also on the mother's love. I'd like to go to Titus chapter 2 and verse 1. If you'll open your Bibles and read with me the Word of God. Titus chapter 2, verse 1, but speak thou the things which thou hast, which become sound doctrine, that the aged men may be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, and patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Can you say amen? Amen, amen to the Lord's word. You may be seated. I'd like to ask the Lord to help us, if you would pray with me one more time. Lord, once again, we're thankful for this day. Thankful for this day that we can honor mothers. Thankful, Lord, for our country setting aside a day to honor the most precious gift, Lord, that can ever be given, mother's love. I pray, Lord, that you'll bless every mother under the sound of my voice. Lord, I pray that you'll admonish us from your word. Teach us. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to say only what you would have me to say, Lord, and to say it, and that we would receive it. I pray, Lord, that you'll open our eyes, that we'll behold wondrous things out of your law. In Jesus' holy name, amen. The scripture here says that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. The scripture here, the Apostle Paul is writing to the Bishop Titus, who is the bishop of the church in Crete. And he tells the aged women to teach the young women to love their children. He said, teach them to be discreet, chaste, and keepers at home. If you'll notice the scripture, it does not say keepers of the home. The scripture here says keepers at home. There's difference in those two. I said at the beginning that the family is under attack by the enemy and by the devil. I struggled to preach this message this morning because I feel like we have the greatest, the cream of the crop right here in this church. Right here we've got the greatest mothers. I can look out and see mothers that have cried and prayed, and your children, is with you and saved today because of your faithfulness to God. And so I am definitely not wanting to take away from the honor that we need and must bestow upon every mother, amen, that has stood in the gap, made up the hedge, hallelujah, so that their children could be saved. It's no doubt that this church is standing here today because of prayers of mothers that said, Lord, please raise up a church, raise up a people, amen, for my children. And when I look at that and think about that, it makes me struggle more to preach this message in a way, but in a sense, it makes me want to preach it more. That we need to teach our young mothers, amen, the truth of God's word. We live in a society where we have mothers that is fighting in our wars for this country today. We have mothers that's flying helicopters and dropping missiles. We have mothers that is doing just about any work type that men do in this country. As a matter of fact, it was very close and it was very contested, or we would have had a mother as the president of the United States. That's all great and wonderful. I think that's part of this great country. But I want to tell every mother under the sound of my voice, you might be the president, you might fly a helicopter, you might run a machine, you might do everything a man can do, but the greatest calling, amen, that God places on a human being is to raise a child, tender love of a mother. Even the president, if it was a woman, I think that would be great as far as the women, you know, rising up and having freedom. And I'm not saying, I don't want to take away, say they can't do it. They can do just about everything that a man can do. But I want to tell you something, there's not a greater calling, there's not a greater purpose than God-given mother has to raise a child, to love a child, to be there with that child. Through society and what is taking place when our mothers are doing all these things, even though it's great and wonderful, in many instances and cases in our country, it's taking the mothers right out of the home. It's taking the mothers away from the children. It's not so much that it's taking them out of the home that bothers me. It's the fact that it takes them away from the children. It takes their time away. It takes their closeness away. It takes their attachment away. Researchers and psychologists, I'm not necessarily agreeing with everything they teach, and I don't want to just take some things that they say and use it, but I do agree with this. They teach, psychiatrists teach that a child that is left more than 20 hours a week before it is 1 year old, left from its mother for more than 20 hours a week, it is seriously damaged, and most likely their body will be diseased and they will die at a young age. Now you think about that. Amen. That they believe that a child that is left when that baby is so young and when it needs its mother so much that it is left, it warps its inner man so much, they believe that that child most likely will not live as long as it should, let alone the emotional effect that it'll have. And the psychology or psychiatric, man, listen to me using these big words here, that it will have. Y'all are going to think I'm smart, but man, I really tried to dig for this morning. Okay, so it takes time to bring closeness. Now I know that we've got genuine mothers here this morning. We also have mothers that are young here this morning. Now I believe that God's word teaches every mother, amen, to be a keeper at home, keeper of the children. It takes time to bring that closeness. What are we being robbed of in this day and hour? Time. We're busy.